Centre.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two suspected robbers have been killed in a shootout with private security in Newlands East, north of Durban. Marshal Security's Andreas Matthios says the special operations team was tipped off about the group allegedly involved in a house robbery this morning in Malvern.
The suspects were then spotted and a car chase ensued. In the car chase, the suspects began opening fire on our special operations team. The suspects continued firing. We managed to stay within the proximity of the incident as it was unfolding, and the suspects turned up a dead-end alleyway, still shooting at our special operations team members, and then we returned fire.
Police say three others were arrested while trying to flee the scene. They say the suspect's vehicle was loaded with stolen goods. The SAPS has welcomed a decision by the High Court in Pretoria to postpone the matter involving illegal miners who are stuck underground in Stilfontein in the northwest. The Society for the Protection of Our Constitution approached the court on Saturday, asking it to order police not to block access to food and water for the miners. The court granted an interim order. The court matter has been pushed back to Thursday to consider government's answering affidavit. SAP spokesperson Atlenda Mate maintains the miners are refusing to resurface.
These illegal miners are not trapped. They are refusing to go out because they are avoiding arrest. So we have allowed a limited supply of makgeu, instant porridge and water to ensure that they gather strength and are able to go out. There is an alternative shaft that was opened that would allow all these illegal miners to resurface. They have requested us to supply them with food. In no way did they state that they were trapped. So it is against that basis that we're saying they are not trapped.
The Inkosi Langalibalele municipality has vowed to stand firm as more spaza shop raids loom. Yesterday, authorities in the KZN Midlands shut down 16 small businesses said to have been operating illegally in Wienan. Mayor Mduduzi Mieza says the shops were found flouting municipal laws. They've also confiscated goods that were found to be unsuitable for consumption. Mieza says four undocumented foreign shop owners were arrested.
We gave them 30 days to prepare all the necessary items in their shops. We will not stop with this campaign. We will continue to go to other places that I won't even mention here. I want to assure the public that when people hear that these shops they've opened again, it is because they are now comply with the trading laws of the municipality.
And the son of Norway's crown princess, Mette Marit, has been arrested on suspicion of rape. Police say Marius Borg Hoiby was taken into custody yesterday evening. The 27-year-old's arrest comes months after he was accused of bodily harm after a nighttime row in August at the Oslo apartment of a woman he was in a relationship with. He was arrested again in September for violating a restraining order. The top story, two suspected robbers have been killed in a shootout with private security in Newlands East, north of Durban. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Shukri Conrad has welcomed back a number of superstars to his Proteas test team for their upcoming series. Bafana Bafana out to finish on a high in the AFCON qualifier against South Sudan. And Rassie Erasmus will announce his team for the Bawks test against Wales at 4:30 today.